Despite years of debate, Milwaukee County leaders still have not decided the fate of the Mitchell Park domes. The unique beehive-shaped glass structures, which house collections of plants and trees, are in jeopardy due to lack of funding for maintenance and repairs. In 2013, bits of concrete fell from one of the dome ceilings, further escalating concern. Some people keen on historic preservation are advocating to restore the domes, while others wonder whether demolition and replacement with other structures is the best option. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the latest.
To say the future of the Mitchell Park domes is uncertain seems almost hopeful when considering the most recent turn of events in Milwaukee County government. In early September, an effort failed to tap into some of the county's federal ARPA dollars. A few weeks later, advocates thought they gained a foothold on the dome's restoration. That was when the County Parks Committee, followed by the full county board, approved moving forward to apply for National Register of Historic Places status for the domes. That designation could open the door to possible historic tax credits to help shore up the structures. Yet County Executive David Crowley vetoed efforts to proceed with the nomination plan. The county's Corporation Counsel, Margaret C. Dawn, told the Parks Committee Thursday morning why the county exec's veto was the right move.
It is my understanding that when this item was heard previously by this committee, that this committee was effectively given a false impression about the consequences of historical designation. If you have not read the opinion attached to the veto, I will quote from it very briefly. If the domes were to be listed on the state and or national register of historic places, any alteration of the domes would be subject to review and effectively approval by both state and federal government.
Committee member Supervisor Steve Taylor reacted with outrage.
You're telling me everybody that was in the room totally has misrepresented the facts, that they were lying to us? I mean, we had staff in here. What I'm hearing is we slapped the historic designation on there. We could still rip the darn thing down if we wanted to.
That's incorrect. There is oversight by both the state and federal government, period, full stop.
Jeremy Ebersole, executive director of the Milwaukee Preservation Alliance, sought to reassure committee members the county's hands would not be tied if they moved forward with National Historic Designation.
It is the case that the State Historic Preservation Office and the National Park Service approved the nomination. Once the building is listed on the National Register, then there is conversations that would happen between the State Historic Preservation Office and the county. However, the state does not have regulatory authority in those consultations. So in other words, the State Historic Preservation Office does not have the authority to stop any action that the county would want to take.
The committee unanimously voted to override the county exec's veto. 10 hours later, in the throes of the full county board's marathon budget adoption meeting, committee members sang a slightly altered tune, including Supervisor Taylor.
There's one thing I don't want to do. I don't want to tear those buildings down. I think they're iconic, but I also know that spending, $70, $80, $90 million for a system that didn't work, that's really not a solution either. So what could it be? Could it be that we are building a brand new facility and reimagining Mitchell Park?
And Sheldon Wasserman, who chairs the Parks Committee.
We're in a difficult spot because we were put in a spot not because of what we did. We had a hearing. We were presented data. We asked about the data. We asked about who was giving us the data, and we were misled.
Wasserman then asked for a brief recess. When the board reconvened, there was no further discussion.
Clancy.
I abstain.
Cox-Jones.
Abstain.
The entire body abstained
Johnson
from voting,
Jr.
leaving the possibility of historic Watson. Preservation in limbo. Seen. Meanwhile, Martin. Deliberations about what to do about the domes continue. On December 6th, the Parks Committee chair plans to introduce a resolution directing the Parks Department to develop clear options, including price tags, for options ranging from restoration to demolition. The committee successfully negotiated a $288,000 budget amendment Thursday to underwrite the process. The committee says it wants all options to be on the table by next July. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for environmental reporting is provided in part by Brico Fund.